I don't need to tell you, Christmas started a little early this year. I know, it does every year. Apparently there's no need to wait till we've digested half a ton of turkey to move on to the next holiday. Just step right off from overeating to overconsuming. If you're worried about a so-called war on Christmas, I got some real good news for you. Santa is winning. And so, apparently, are the retailers, and so are the Chinese. Even on the Scroogish South End, the Muzak-droning Bing Crosby chestnuts has become a tinsely tinnitus. Folks leave their Christmas lights up 365 days now. Why bother crawling up a precarious ladder to pull the shack decoration down for the 1 month we aren't counting down the day till the credit card bills hit jackpot? Call me a curmudgeon, label me a Grinch, and hit me on the head with Aunt Pearl's fruitcake, but our holiday strategy is we hightail it off the South End when Christmas gets close. Nowadays, we grab a few friends who don't have kids or family that necessitate a second mortgage to fill a tree with presents, and we head to places so bleak, so impoverished, so beaten down that they don't bother with lights or tinsel or commercial trappings. Used to be we could escape the hoopla down here, but not anymore. Nah, you have to be farther off the beaten path to escape the holiday onslaught than Camino Island, even the South End. I'd tell you where we exile ourselves, but then half of you would follow us off to serenity and a quiet holiday devoid of Walmarts and strip mall outlets. No offense, we're sure not trying to wage war on Christmas, and we sure don't want to collapse the economy. We only want to celebrate Christmas the way it once was, with friends and good cheer, just not all year long.